Well, the committee was, you know, formed about a year ago. CPA surcharge clicked in last July 1, and the first task of the committee was to do a community preservation plan, which we finished in winter, and then issued a call for proposals for a preliminary review to make sure we thought they were at least basically CPA eligible. And we had, I think, 32 projects come in, and 31 were determined to be eligible and invited to submit full applications, of which 26 came in and 24 were accepted. And we are now starting to meet with those 24 applicants to get brief presentations. Our hope is that come early fall, we will be voting on recommendations to send to City Council.
Can you talk a little bit about some of those 24? What are some of the projects, and do they come from every part of the city?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that we've seen them come from all corners of the city. They've come from departments, and they've come from nonprofits, and they've come from neighborhood groups. And they range in price anywhere from around $10,000 up to $250,000, which is the max that the committee decided it was going to recommend in any funding cycle. So it goes from anything from some adding some benches and some walkways in a small space in East Springfield up to a study regarding repairs to the Campanile.
And so you'll be, the committee will be doing its due diligence now and examining each of these projects, correct?
Yes. We will be meeting with the applicants, asking them questions, and then coming up with recommendations. The other good news is that the amount of CPA revenue received in the fiscal year 18, which ends in just about 4 days, is far more than had been initially conservatively estimated. We have raised to date $1.3 million. So we can recommend giving out up to $1.3 million, which was significantly higher than the $700,000 conservatively projected.
And this is a result of the tax collections came in higher than the assessor's office had predicted. Basically, that's what happened there.
Well, correct. You know, given that this year was the first year that we had CPA, and the law allows income eligible owner occupants to submit for an exemption, the assessors were clueless as to how many people might avail themselves of that. So they gave us a very conservative estimate, which is fine because whatever money comes in is CPA money and it can't go to any other use other than CPA eligible activities.
Now, what about the possibility for state matching funds? Is that still a possibility for projects?
Well, it is. The state funds come every year, I believe, in November, and they are based on how much each community raised in the fiscal year that has already ended. So come this November, the city will receive a match from the state based on what we raised. This year, the state's percentage is 11%. It's low, but 11% of $1.3 million is, what, $140,000 or so. So that's more money than we had a year ago.
And you could easily fund a project or two with that.
Correct. But that's coming now in fiscal. That will be added to the fiscal 19 budget.
Okay, so that would be for the next round of projects then.
Correct. You get the money in a sense in the fiscal year following the year on which they base it.
I see.
So it doesn't necessarily do anything with the fiscal 18 budget, which technically ends in 4 days.
So when do you anticipate that you'll be making a recommendation, and your recommendations go to the mayor or to the city council?
No, it goes to the legislative body. So in towns it goes to town meetings, and in cities it goes to the city council. We're hoping to do it in September, but we might be overly optimistic on how much work this is going to take. You know, I have not naively thought that we would be doing these various accomplishment points earlier than we have. So given the fact that this is our first year, we're finding that, oh, this wasn't as easy as we thought it was going to be. It's taking longer or whatever. So we're hoping that we will be making the decision on our recommendations to City Council in September, but it could be that we don't do it until October. But it clearly will be this autumn. And City Council has the option of either approving the recommendation as given. They can approve it but decide they're going to reduce what we've recommended as the amount to give, and they can reject a particular proposal.